ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः अखण्डमण्डलकरं व्याप्तयेन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः वांशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः यस्या प्रसदद्याज्ञोऽपि सद्य सर्वज्ञतां व्रजेत् स श्रीचैतन्य देव मे भगवान् सम्प्रसीदतु मे श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभु बै हूज़ ग्रेस अ कम्प्लीट फूल कैन गेट ऑल नॉलेज इन वन सेकंड बी मर्सीफुल अनटू मी दिस चैतन्य चरितामृतम् श्री चैतन्य पदम्बोज मधुपेभ्यो नमो नमः कथञ्चिदश्रयाद्ये सं स्वपि तद्गन्ध भग् भवेत् दिस इज अनदर वन फ्रॉम कृष्णस्कराज गोस्वामी Again and again, I offer my obeisances to the bees, devotees who are drinking nectar, honey from the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev. Because if someone takes shelter of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in any way, katanchit, any way, you take shelter of devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then even a dog takes an access to the flavor of this honey. Tam Srimad Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagat Guru Mesyanukampaya Shvapi Mahadim Sataret Sukham. And I offer my respectful obeisances to Jagat Guru Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose grace even a little dog can cross a big ocean. Yes, all from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. On one particularly slow Tuesday, many years ago, I was sitting and brooding over my sad destiny, having come to devotional service and experiencing no promised ecstasy, experiencing no promised realization, at least at that moment, at that day, at that week, at that month, and maybe even that year. And by the divine arrangement of the All-Merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radharani, I listened to a lecture by Niranjana Maharaj. And that was a lecture given to the leaders. And Niranjana Maharaj was saying that, okay, you have been practicing devotional service now for at least 5 years. Some of you for 10 years. Some of you maybe more. Have you achieved what you expected to achieve? Do you experience the joy of devotional service? Are you happy in devotional service? Are you steady in devotional service? Do you experience increased love for Krishna? Do you feel ecstasy? And if not, why not? And in this way, Niranjana Maharaj continued like for about 2 hours. And by the end of 2 hours, everybody was becoming smaller and smaller and smaller. And by the end, everybody was really, really small. And everybody had one question. What was that question? What to do? What to do? And so finally, at the end, Niranjana Maharaj, he just spent 5 minutes explaining what to do. But because of the two-hour preparation, it really, for me, it was one of the life-changing moments. Later, I heard this solution many times. So this was my second greatest revelation in Bhakti Shastri. When Bhanu Maharaj came to our BBT temple in Bhakti and conducted Bhakti Shastri, so that was one of the greatest things I learned from that Bhakti Shastri, that Bhakti is not just the activity, but Bhakti is activity of the senses, including the mind. And our society is the International Society for Krishna Service. Yeah, this is the fine print on all of our books. You can see that it's in small letters, but if you're attentive, you should be able to read it. That this is an International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And in all the Indian languages, it is so beautiful. It is not even doesn't even say Krishna Consciousness. It says Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavana Amrita Sangha. So we are Sangha, we are an association for Krishna Bhavana Amrita, for relishing the Amrita, the nectar. This is the society of nectar drinkers, of Krishna Bhavana. And Krishna Bhavana is not even just like Krishna consciousness, it's Krishna experience, and not just but Krishna, nectarian Krishna experience. So we are here to drink the nectarian Krishna experience. This is why we are here. So are you, of course, now it's the fourth day of the retreat, so all of you have been drinking heavily. We are binging on on nectar, on the nectar here. But this is such a fine point that I'm never tired of repeating it, and I'm never tired of being delighted by this point. And this will be one of two biggest points I will speak. The second biggest point I will speak tomorrow. So that's the point about Bhakti now. Yes? So this presentation is called, it's connected to pure Bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami's merciful formula. And there's this point about now. So to make Bhakti pure, this is this two here. That's connected to pure. And this three is connected to Bhakti. Rupa Goswami is a great scholar, and we are so mercifully blessed by Srila Rupa Goswami. Yes, make it softer, because it's a secret. It's actually the secret of all secrets. It's the magic of Bhakti. Rupa Goswami is very merciful. Rupa Goswami has given us a very detailed, scholarly, scientific formula. What is Bhakti? And how you can cook the recipe. Of course, it is a little bit more complicated than that, because there are two parties here. You have to, from your side, you have to open the correct doors in your heart and make two correct decisions and practice three correct practices, but the river flows also from the other side. there has to be mercy coming from Krishna and Guru Parampara. Fortunately for us, the river is already flowing. The river is huge, powerful, and very merciful. There is no dearth of mercy. There is no lack of mercy. Mercy is flowing in huge quantities. My problem is to get wet in this, because I'm like a dry stone. You know, you put the stone into the water, take it out, it's getting dry. So how to finally get drenched or get permeated by this mercy? Otherwise, I may be performing devotional service for years and years and years, and I'm still dry. You know, we hear Tunde Tandavini, we hear the beautiful verses about the nectar being sweeter than the sweetest nectar. Madhura madaram mangalam mangalanam. This, it's sweeter than the sweetest. You know, and then I take my japa and and it's like chewing sand or sawdust. You're laughing at me, huh? Yeah, we all have experience. Of course, when you feel the japa to be like a sawdust or chewing sand, it's already good. At least you're trying to feel something. At least you are aware you're chanting something. Because otherwise, we have another type of japa. We have, you know, then it's not even like a sawdust, you know. It's just like nice background, you know. And oh, this dust wrote that. Oh, and you know, no problem. Of course, at least even then, you dutifully finish your rounds and the holy name. You know, all right, tick. It's very merciful. So what is the secret? The formula is given by Sri Rupa Goswami here. This is a very famous verse, sometimes said to be the most important verse of all the Vedic literature. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.1.11, quoted in so many places. And it describes Bhakti Uttama, and it describes in the previous verse, 1.1.10, Rupa Goswami says that this is what he will speak about throughout his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the ocean of the nectarian juices of bhakti, and this is our practice. This is also perfection, the three divisions of the ocean, but the first division describes the practice, mostly. So this is our practice, Bhakti Uttama. So what we are supposed to practice, our sadhana, our road, glorious road to success, perfection, and happiness, Krishna's happiness, of course, is pure bhakti. As I mentioned, for many years I was convinced that what we should do is mixed bhakti, because pure bhakti is so difficult. Pure bhakti, you know, no desires. Oh, Krishna, you know, no material desires. I mean, how can you do this? And but then I studied Bhakti Shastri, and it turned out that there is a yoga letter, and between there and there, there is a yoga letter, and there is mixed bhakti, and you can do something. You can do something, and you know, renounce the attachment to the fruits, and you are moving. You are moving. You know, just as you do something, you remember. I am not the body. I am not a cook. I am not a teacher. Uh-huh. I am not a student. I am not a husband. I am not a wife. But then, at the same time, you do what you're supposed to do for Krishna's pleasure. and you are moving. You can experience that there is some movement. And step by step, you can see, first renounce the fruits, then renounce the ego, and you can see that there is a movement. And I remember, I was ashamed. I was approaching many great scholars. I was approaching many senior devotees. And I was saying that I don't know what to do. I don't know if... It seems to me that we should do mixed bhakti. You know, it seems to me that mixed bhakti is what we can do. And almost all of them said, yes. You do mixed bhakti, yes. And even the Sri Krishna Chakravarti Thakur, when he describes three types of bhakti, Gauna, Pradhanya, and Kevala, or Shuddha, says that yes, Pradhanya is very good. As long as your goal is bhakti, as long as your goal is Krishna bhakti, even if you rely on some jnana yoga, karma yoga, you will be moving very fast and you will be very successful and it's very glorious. Bhagavatam does not condemn. Gauna bhakti, when bhakti is just a tool to achieve your goals, then that's condemned. But Pradhanya bhakti, when bhakti is on the first place, Krishna bhakti is your goal, then okay, it's at least honest. It's at least, you know, at least you want Krishna. At least you want Krishna bhakti. However, Rupa Goswami says that our process, what he describes, our glorious treasure, is Uttama bhakti or Kevala bhakti or Shuddha bhakti. And this is what we are supposed to practice. And pure bhakti. And pure bhakti, as finally, by the mercy of Burijan Prabhu and Narayani Madhaji, you may remember, throughout the 9 years of Bhakti Vaibhav and Bhakti Vedanta, I, for every chapter, I had one question. We are supposed to practice pure bhakti, but you cannot practice pure bhakti unless you are pure. So if you are not pure, you cannot practice pure bhakti. And if you don't practice pure bhakti, you cannot be pure. So maybe we can use a little bit, you know, jnana, you know, knowledge. In a good sense, you know, from the Bhagavatam, the understanding your spirit soul and, you know, not demonistic. Can you click down? Like Srila Prabhupada translates here, jnana karmadya navritam, this jnana, very clearly, Srila Prabhupada, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, translates by the knowledge of the philosophy of the monist, Mayavadis. Yeah, so this is Srila Prabhupada's translation of jnana. So not the Mayavada type of knowledge. And it took actually several years, I mean 9 years, for, and you can see also in the Bhagavatam so many times, Uddhava Gita, Krishna tells Uddhava, there is no better sadhana. He says, the best sadhana of all. This is the conclusion of Uddhava Gita. He has described everything. He says, the best sadhana of all, whomever you see, even everybody you see, even if you see a dog or a donkey, you, without being afraid of condemnation of anybody or of your associates who are with you, without any fear, you should fall down in Dandavat and offer obeisances. Sorry, Krishna. This is, he says, the best sadhana. Respect. So I thought, oh, this is nice, very nice. So, yeah, respect and developing awareness that Krishna is in the heart. It's just what I thought. And then I read Srinath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. He says, well, actually, this is not the best sadhana. Actually, this is just to placate, to satisfy the jnani types there, but the best sadhana is kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayana. Kevala bhakti. So finally, by the mercy of kind teachers and Rupa Goswami, I got some inkling that pure bhakti is our process and how pure bhakti can be practiced now even by an impure devotee. However, this is the topic of tomorrow's discussion. Today's discussion, we will speak about the three. We will speak about what bhakti is in general. So let us chant this verse. I'm sure more than half of you know it by heart. However, if some of you don't know it, we have it on the board. So let us turn this beautiful, amazing, merciful, very deep verse.
Anya vilashita sunyam jnana karma dhyana vritam anukulyena krishna nu silanam bhakti ruttama.
And one more time. So this is how Srila Prabhupada translates this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When first-class devotional service develops, one must, it's interesting, he says one must, be devoid of all material desires, knowledge obtained by monistic philosophy, and fruitive action. All right? And then the devotee must constantly serve Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. There are 5 points here. And the Acharyas, Jiva Goswami, they point out that 3 of these points are Swarupa Lakshana. 3 points is bhakti proper, is what makes bhakti bhakti. And 2 points is what make this bhakti pure. So 2 points which make bhakti pure, which are Tatastha Lakshana, secondary qualities, fortunately for all of us, is anya bilashata shunyam, having no other constant desires, and having no trust in other processes like jnana and karma and yoga and siddhi and astrology and varnashrama and so forth and so on. However, we have heard many, many lectures in our society. You must have heard many lectures. You should have no material desires. Pure devotion is without material desire. Don't have material desires. Okay? You mustn't have material desires. You must be. You see? You must be devoid of material desires. Right? You must be. Have you heard these lectures? You must be pure. You must be pure. And sometimes what it produces is that, you know, I'm sitting and I think, okay, I must not have material desires. Okay. All right. But I have no spiritual desires. So what do I do? And I do nothing. I do nothing. I'm paralyzed. Because I must not do these, you know, material things, even, you know, spiritual, like, liberation. And spiritual, I don't have, unless I'm at the Govardhan retreat and pumped intravenously with powerful Krishna katha. And by the way, all the katha this year is very much connected with this jnana karma. Brahma Vimohana Lila, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, is actually the Lila which cures us of disbelief in pure bhakti. And all these removes the karma mishra, jnana mishra, removes the karma and jnana mishra. So all the katha this year is the exact katha that is very helpful for fixing us on pure devotional service. However, pure devotional service is the topic of tomorrow. Let's discuss what is the Sarupa Lakshana, what is bhakti proper. Before we establish pure bhakti, it's important to understand what bhakti is at all and what was the answer of Niranjana Maharaj, what to do. So we can describe, we can say that there are three qualities here. there is three qualities which make bhakti bhakti. And there are 2 qualities which we'll speak about, which make bhakti pure. So without these 3 qualities, first one is anushilanam. Anushilanam is more or less clear, we all know, we all understand. These are 9 processes of bhakti, 5 processes of bhakti, 64 processes of bhakti. And this we all know. And this is one of the two biggest mistakes we can do. What are the two biggest mistakes we can do? The first biggest mistake we can do is not to do activities which please Krishna. This is the first biggest, it's the biggest mistake in one's life. Not to perform activities which please Krishna. The second biggest mistake is to think that if we do activities which please Krishna, that's enough. That bhakti is activities which please Krishna. This is the biggest mistake, second biggest mistake. I mean, it's the biggest mistake for devotees. Because as devotees, we all do the nine processes. We are here, that's Sadhu Sangha. We are near Govardhan, that's Mathuravas. We all have bead bags, even if some of us don't chant. At least put our hands into the bead bag, and you know, we are. You know, there you go, Namakirtan. at least as a process. And it's very good. It's excellent. It gives you a chance to, again and again and again, life after life, to be on the path, get sadhusanga, get another chance. However, in itself, it's not enough to make it bhakti. There are three qualities to make bhakti bhakti. It's Krishna Anukulyana, Krishna Anushilanam. So Anushilanam is the processes. But there also has to be Krishna as the object of seva. Krishna is the object. And it's important to understand what Krishna is. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada says, when we speak of Krishna, we refer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that we know. However, along with his many expansions, he's expanded by his plenary parts and parcels, his differentiated parts and parcels. Do you know who is a differentiated part and parcel? Can you please raise your hand if you are a differentiated part and parcel? If you are a plenary portion, then you can you can skip raising your hand. I'm apologizing, but you're also included here. We definitely have here some Shakti Aveshas, but you're still Vibhinamsha, usually. As a jiva. So Krishna, in other words, Krishna, Srila Prabhupada says, means everything and includes everything. Generally, however, we should understand Krishna to mean Krishna and his personal expansions. And please look here. So Krishna includes all such expansions as well as his pure devotees. Devotees. So bhakti, and you can see discussion of 64 angas, says that all the 64 angas of bhakti can be applied to Krishna and to his devotees. So when you become Madhyama, you serve not only Archayam eva haraye pujam yashadayahate, but also tad bhakteshu, you also respect and puja. You also worship devotees, and anyashu, even non-devotees. And quite shocking, even non-devotees. That's a devotee. Really, Madhyama Adhikari, yes? Ishvare, tadadhineshu, balisheshu, dvishatsucha, prema, maitri, kripa, upeksha, yah karoti sa Madhyama. So Madhyama karoti, he practices, he cultivates, he doesn't leave it to chance. He makes it a priority, he makes it a very important part of his program to cultivate and make friends with devotees, with whom he speaks about Krishna. Devotees in Krishna consciousness. Friends in Krishna consciousness. Who is a friend? Who is a friend? A friend is someone with whom you do not have to pretend. Is someone with whom you can be yourself. That's why we need friends. Yadunandan Maharaj, he did his master's degree where he described the sannyasi fall downs in our society, and he found one common reason for all the fall downs: isolation. Isolation. No. The two things, the worship of the seniors and mercy to the juniors, is more or less okay to do for everybody. It doesn't contradict our conditioned nature. We can do. But accept somebody as equal and cultivate friendships with equals? Oh, that means you have to tolerate somebody. That means you have to forgive them. You have to allow them to be who they are. That means you have to let go of a lot of the false ego. But this is Yah Karoti. This is what Madhyama Adhikari does. I remember when I was a devotee for 2 years, I would go in the Madhipurusham, I would go and Gornitai, please, can you please send me some friends? They did, actually. And after that, I realized, you know, this joke, that to have friends, you need a vitamin. If you need friends, you need one vitamin. B1. It's not my joke. If you are B1, if you need friends, B1. You know, if you are a friend, if you are friendly to somebody, help, serve, respect, and this is the most challenging one, tolerate who they are. Tolerate who they are. It was you mentioned, right, that people don't tolerate each other. People don't accept each other as they are. So this is the second part. But understand who Krishna is. That Krishna is not just a blue boy. Krishna is not just a cute, nice trickster. Krishna is the absolute truth. So therefore, he's in the heart of everybody. Everybody. So therefore, if I worship, this is in Bhaktisandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that it's a practice for everybody to develop respect. Except devotees. They don't have a prescription to develop, to work on respect. And we think, yes, I thought so. You know, worship Krishna, all included. However, when you read further, Bhaktisandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, why there is no prescription for a devotee to work on respect? Because Krishna, devotee has Shraddha in Krishna, and he knows that Krishna is in every heart. So he already respects everybody. That's why. So if I don't respect Krishna in everybody's heart, means I'm not yet a devotee, really. And this is what, you know, difference between Kanishtha and Madhyam. Madhyam is the real devotee. Madhyam, Yah Karoti, he practices his respect to that. He knows who Krishna is. That Krishna is not an Indian god. Not just, you know, my religion, my tradition. Krishna is actually the absolute truth. He's in the heart of everybody. He's in control of everything. However, this is not the secret of all secrets. There is more. There is, so, yes, this is the outer shell, Anushilanam. At least we should do that. Then, very important to understand, who is the object? The object of my, and my, you know, this 4237. Yeah, he's there, but also he is the second bird in every body. However, the trickiest part is the Anukulyena, and in the translations it comes very easy. You know, just favorable. However, favorable. What does it mean, favorable? You know, favorable. It's such a difficult thing to translate, favorable. How do you practice this? But this is the heart. And the acharyas are saying that it's an instrumental case to show that without anukulyena, it does not work. It's a sine qua non, it's a necessary ingredient. It must be there for bhakti to be bhakti. And may I remind you, this is a description of any bhakti, not even a pure bhakti. For bhakti to be bhakti, this has to be there. Whether you have other desires or don't have other desires, any bhakti has to have these. So, yes, the musical introduction of the glorious point. What is anukulyena? It's simple for the simple and very difficult for the crooked. We want to please Krishna. We want to please Krishna. Basically, if we translate this into clear practice, so these three practices, this is clear practice, remember Krishna is in the heart, and this practice, the third practice, the heart of the heart of the heart of bhakti, is set your intention. Why do you sit here? Why are you at Govardhan? Why do you chant? Why do I chant? Because they told me. No. I have to find in my heart or form in my heart the intention. I'm chanting Hare Krishna to make you, Krishna, happy. I want you to be happy. This is why I chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. One more, no, this is not like this. First, go into your heart, find that sweet spot in your heart, and think, there is Krishna, who is my best friend. And tell him you, not he, you. You Krishna are there. And now, you can even close your eyes if you want. And now, you can say, Krishna, to make you happy, to please you, I will be chanting these 16 names, sweet names, 8 names of your beloved Radha and 8 names of yours to make you happy. Okay? Can you find this? Can you form this intent? And let us chant. Krishna, this is for you. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. For you, Hare Krishna. To make you happy. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Okay, some of you are smiling, which shows you did it right. Because Krishna's smile also grows. And this is what makes bhakti, bhakti. This intention. Not even pure bhakti. For any bhakti, even those who want something from Krishna, that has to be there. So it would probably be more important in our so many lectures to emphasize not the purity, but first establish what bhakti is. Because it's so difficult for dry people like me. It's such a subtle point. It's such a fine point. I can understand purity. I can understand renounce, detach. You know, that I can accept. But this one, you know, please Krishna, what does it mean? You know, favorable. How do you do this? But we all, you know, a child knows how to do this. A child, you know, like Devamrita Maharaj, when he explains this, he tells this story. His father gave him, no, he collected $1. And then, Christmas or whatever, he went to the shop and for 20 cents he bought a razor blade for his father. For 30 cents he bought a ribbon for his sister, and for 50 cents he bought a perfume for his mother. And he came and very happily he gave it to them. and they were happy. Because, why? This money came from them, and it's not that the father, you know, is thinking, oh my God, how do I get the 20-cent razor blade, you know. Or the mother thinks, oh, 50 cent perfume, oh, how wonderful. It's not the point. You know, his intention, like, you know, sometimes children write, make a picture, you know, for their parents, and the mother says, oh, such a nice cactus, and the child says, no, mommy, this is you. And the mother says, wonderful, thank you. And they keep it for years, you know. I still come to my home and I still find these cactuses, you know, kept in the drawers of my father and mother. Even a child can understand this. Even, you know, our VHEs in the Goshala, one day I saw this cute little calf. And calf, you know, calves, they are so, oh, these, you know, they are 3-day-old calves, 4-day-old calves. Oh my God, they are so cuddly. That's why Vatsalya Rasa is called Vatsalya. Vatsa means a calf. Bacha, a child, is a calf. So I saw the white, nice, cuddly, soft, beautiful, tender calf was there. I couldn't control myself. I was there out. So I just, you know, embraced the calf and started scratching the calf under the chin and, you know, caressing the calf. And, you know, I was caressing the calf for like maybe 2 minutes. And then the calf did something I didn't expect. The calf became enthusiastic. I didn't have a chadar, kurta on me. So the calf turned around and started licking my shoulder. You know, very happily, you know, thinking, oh my God, you scratched me for 2 minutes. Let me do this thing that mommy does to me, you know. And with this, rough tongue, it started, you know, licking my, what's it called, deltoid. And I was happy, even though I don't. It's not part of my, you know, life necessities to have my deltoid licked. But the intention was there. Even a 3-day-old calf knows this secret, and I, a 42-year-old idiot, don't understand it, even after giving so many classes about it. So it's a fine point. We do have it in our heart, but we have to practice finding it and forming it. Finding it and forming it. Directing it at Krishna as we do our practices. So here's the homework, day work, old life work. Can you please, whatever you do, especially in your japa, can you please remember that this is what makes bhakti, bhakti. Not even pure bhakti, any bhakti, to make bhakti, bhakti, intent. Krishna, may you be happy. May you be happy. This is a simple thing. But this is a practice, because if you tried it, you know, you have to return, you have to reform this intention, again and again. And if you do this, the magic of bhakti starts working. This is the magic of bhakti. As soon as you include this one thing, even forget about making it pure. Pure comes tomorrow. But even if you just include this, you are connected. You feel, you get the connection already. Bhakti Devi is so kind, no matter who we are. Bhakti Devi is so kind that as soon as you want to please Krishna, to make Krishna happy, already you are happy, already you are changed in the same moment. Just as many of you had smiles on your face as soon as you chanted for Krishna's pleasure. So this is the secret, all secrets. This is what makes bhakti bhakti. And to conclude this morning session, I would like to pop quiz, blitz, Überraschungstest. Can I ask you? Because we have a problem thinking, how can, you know, this my japa, this, how can this be pleasing to Krishna? Okay, theoretically I understand. Okay, I should intend to please Krishna. I have to want to please Krishna. That's what makes bhakti bhakti. But how my japa can be pleasing to Krishna? How is it possible? So, I want to turn this question around to you, and I want to ask you to take 2 minutes before we leave for our beautiful Radha Govinda, Radha Kanailal, Gaur Shigiri Raj, Gaur Nitai, and Prabhupada Mahaprasadam. Can you please turn to your neighbors, one or two neighbors, and can you please, everybody, say as many ways as possible how even my japa, even our japa, even if it's not perfect, how can my japa please Krishna? How can it be pleasing for Krishna? Can you please do this? So that you can practice this next time you chant japa and do kirtan and whatever else. Sharira vidajal jodendriya tahekal jivapel vishay sagare taramadi jivati lobamai sudurmati takijeta karina sansare. May I ask you to please make, for some of you it will be easy, for some of you it will be a challenge. Can you please write down 10 ways for tomorrow, for tomorrow's morning session? Can you please write down 10 ways how your personal japa, even if you think it's imperfect or far from perfect, how can your japa make Krishna happy? Can you please write it? Yes? How can your japa make Krishna happy? This is one thing. Another thing, and this is even more important, whatever you do, it takes no extra time. You are already practically 24 hours a day here engaged in Anushilanam. You're already doing Anushilanam. So can you please try to practice, just practice. Trying is claiming credit without intending to do the work. So can you please practice these, include the heart of bhakti into the Anushilanam. So, of course, Krishna, remember, as you see somebody, remember, this is a dear devotee of Krishna. Or Krishna is behind whatever is in front of my eyes. And even more importantly, this is the heart, intention. Please form and reform and again form and again form intention. As you listen, as you chant, as you eat prasadam, can you, in your heart, think, Krishna, please be pleased. Krishna, for you. Krishna, may this be pleasing for you. May this be offered to you for your happiness, for your pleasure. I am happy doing this for your happiness. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyo cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Intention. Okay? Don't forget. And tomorrow, pure bhakti, the real controversy. Thank you.